From Tidbits on April 27th, 2015, this is The Why Behind Google Fi, written by Glenn Fleischman. Both Apple and Google have been rumored for years to be planning to build or buy their own cellular networks. This would seem to put both companies at odds with their biggest purchasers of phones, the cellular carriers. Most phones in America are sold through subsidized or installment plans. Why rock that boat? Google's just announced Project Fi to straddle a few different concepts, and it's clearly an experiment. Like Google Fiber, it's a way for Google to test something at relatively low cost, while also writing the business plans for other companies who might follow on Google's heels. In the meantime, Google gets to collect data and shake some trees. What is Project Fi, and how might it affect your connectivity choices? Let's start with the basics. Fi facts. At its heart, Project Fi is a cellular and Wi-Fi connectivity plan for mobile phones, albeit currently only for the Motorola Nexus 6 and only cited. It isn't iPhone users directly, but is another force exerting downward pricing pressure on cellular carriers. The service will cost $20 per month, with no commitment beyond the current month. That $20 per month fee includes unlimited worldwide texting and unlimited voice calls in the United States. Data is charged at $10 per 1 gigabyte of cellular data in America and in 120 other countries, and this includes Wi-Fi tethering. This is post-paid service in which you're billed for the current month in advance, additional data usage in the next cycle. Google requires you sign up for at least a 1 gigabyte usage plan and suggests you budget for expected usage ahead of time. However, it will refund on a prorated basis the cost of any unused data each month into the next bill. All prices are before typical taxes charged by all carriers. Data runs over 4G LTE in the United States, which are promised in the 5 to 12 megabit per second downstream range, with peaks as high as 40 megabit per second. Upstream data typically flows at several megabits per second and can peak at close to 20 megabits per second. In other countries supported by the plan, throughput is throttled to 256 kilobits per second over 3G. Voice calling costs are divided by Wi-Fi and cellular and whether calls take place within the United States or elsewhere, a category that is further divided into a set of some 120 countries and the rest of the world. Here's how it breaks down. All calls placed via Wi-Fi anywhere in the world to a U.S. number are included in the $20 per month plan. All calls placed in the U.S. over a cellular network to a U.S. number are included. All calls received while on Wi-Fi anywhere in the world are included. All other calls incur a fee. Using Wi-Fi anywhere in the world, including within America, to call a non-U.S. number is charged at Google Voice rates, which can be very low, such as 3 cents per minute to a mobile France. In countries supported by roaming, inbound and outbound cellular calling to anywhere, including in the country you're in, costs 20 cents per minute. Google won't allow devices subscribing to Project Fi to get on a cellular network in countries outside the ones it supports for roaming to avoid accidental charges. However, the next The 6 with Project Fi enabled will work with other SIMs, including a SIM for a carrier in one of those countries. Plus, you can use Wi-Fi for calling data and texting in those countries and be charged at Google Voice rates for outbound calls. Project Fi manages all of this in two parts. First, it's an MVNO, a mobile virtual network operator. MVNOs buy access at wholesale prices from existing carriers, hence the virtual part. On the whole, MVNOs rose and fell years ago because as carriers offered sweeter and less restrictive plans with subsidized phones, the whole keep up. Many MVNOs disappeared or were purchased by carriers such as Virgin Mobile, which Sprint acquired. About 10% of American cell phone subscriptions are via MVNO, but many of those are through subsidiaries of carriers based in the United States and elsewhere. But Google's trick is leverage, as the company is pairing cellular access with nearly ubiquitous free Wi-Fi. Google has partnered with both T-Mobile and Sprint on the cellular side, allowing 4G LTE access in America, leaning on the fact that those two networks have built out to slightly different footprints. And Google has arranged access to what's described as a million American Wi-Fi hotspots. Google will offload calling and data to a Wi-Fi ever possible, and its fact describes these as open and free networks. As with other carriers that offer Wi-Fi calling, subscribers will also be able to call private Wi-Fi networks to which they have access. All data is sent via an automatically configured VPN, or virtual private network, which encrypts data between a device and a destination server elsewhere. Other carriers like Republic Wireless have inexpensive Wi-Fi-only plans or hybrid plans that lean heavily on Wi-Fi, and Cablevision recently launched a cheap Wi-Fi-only phone plan under the name FreeWheel. We'll see more of these over time. At launch, Project Fi works only with the Nexus 6 from Motorola, which costs $649 for a 32-bit gigabyte unit, or $699 for a 64 gigabyte model. The fee can be paid upfront or over 2 years of monthly payments without interest or fees. A credit check is required only for the payment plan. The same number associated with the phone can be used through Google Voice on other devices, too. An invitation is currently required as well. Wi-Fi. Google's service is competitively priced for individual users who consume relatively small amounts of cellular data. When you move into family plans and higher usage plans, Project Fi looks expensive. T-Mobile's Simple Choice plan is the template on which the Fi service was built, including the same 120 countries for certain international features and low-speed but unlimited data outside America. However, T-Mobile's Simple Choice plan starts at $50 for an individual line that includes 1 gigabyte of data and unlimited use at throttled speeds after 1 gigabyte. For 3 gigabyte and higher plans, T-Mobile rolls over unused data each month, expiring it after 12 months. Oddly, T-Mobile also has a somewhat hidden $30 per month plan that includes 5 gigabytes of data before throttling, unlimited texting, and 100 minutes of talk time, but it's only available online or via Walmart. Go there and click Simplice. Hat tip. For unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigabytes of monthly usage, however, T-Mobile's $70 plan matches Google's $20 plus 5 gigabytes for $50, with a rollover and unlimited permanent calling being the primary difference. When you move above that or into shared data plans and add in prepaid versus postpaid plans, it gets murkier. The Ars article above compares a lot of varying offers from different carriers. Shared data plans are probably a better deal for a family that routinely uses around 10 gigabytes a month or more because the prices drop the more data you use. T-Mobile discounts additional lines significantly, and 3 lines with 5 gigabytes each per month under the above plan is $150 per month, $70 plus $50 plus $30. Project Fi would be $210 for the same, assuming nearly 5 gigabytes consumed. AT&T doesn't have the competitive roaming options, though it does include international texting. Its shared plan for 3 lines pooling 10 gigabytes of data with smartphones that have already been paid in full is $145. The overage fee is $15 per additional gigabyte. Project Fi is best either for individuals with highly variable data usage from month to month, or families that don't consume a lot of cellular data. The requirement of a Nexus 6 also sets the bar high, except for those who already have one or want to switch to that phone. The data pressure. After T-Mobile announced its data rollover plan in December 2014, AT&T coincidentally offered a more limited version within a month. AT&T rolls over just a single month's unused data, though for most people, that's probably enough. Verizon's apparent response to all this is, yeah, we don't roll over for anything. Google's Project Fi continues the pressure that T-Mobile started exerting and that has been transforming the American cellular market for the better. Subsidies are now being broken out more clearly, so, for instance, we don't pay a fee forever for a phone that we really paid all the cost of months ago. More importantly, shared data plans, data rollover, and refunds of unused data mean that customers with different needs will start migrating to carriers that have cheaper plans. The downward pressure is already happening, as many of us have seen in our bills. Project Fi may never have millions of customers, but it's another step towards breaking the logjam of artificial scarcity that has kept cellular costs ludicrously high. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this mile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and thanks for listening.